Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us again this afternoon on your drive home. With us in studio, we're going to learn more about the business of libraries, and in particular, the Urbandale Library. And with us is Laura Souser and Julie Wells. Julie happens to be the librarian, the library director over in Urbandale. And Laura is the community outreach professional. And we're going to talk about the business of libraries. Why not? Sounds interesting to me. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And you did that in unison. That is so very cool. That's good mojo, for this. I have to tell you something. When the internets came around, back in the day, and I remember being in the publishing business at the time, and I was sitting with some of the staff, and I said to them, well, there goes the library business. We won't have to have libraries anymore because we'll get everything online. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out so well, huh? Mm-hmm. So much for my prognosis.
Right.
Yeah, forget it. Mm-hmm. How has the internet, and let's talk a little bit about that. How has the internet changed? Julie?
Well, we're still a very popular facility, institution in the community. It has impacted maybe reference. We don't get as many reference questions, which is where people call in and they ask us factual information. But we don't get as many reference questions, but our library usage is still pretty high, and we're a very popular place in the community.
Now, one of the things that's really changed about the library at the same time that all this has gone on is that it is modern. It's very mm-hmm. nice. Urbandale Public Library is one of those really outstanding-looking buildings. Very expensive to put up, but I suspect it costs a lot to upkeep. But the whole idea of just being a repository for mm-hmm. books isn't that way, is it, Laura? It's just not that. It's more than a repository.
Oh, it's much more than a repository for books. Yes, we have books, but we also, in our physical collection, have CDs. We have DVDs. We have a pretty extensive cake pan collection in our library.
A cake pan collection.
And going back to how the internet has shaped our business, we also have a lot of electronic resources that people use. So you can download e-books. You can download music. You can download magazines. So they're not just using our physical space, but they're also working with us in more of a virtual way.
Sure. Julie, how long have you been doing library work? Roughly. Just we won't share ages. Just roughly.
About 30 years.
All right. So 30 years ago. How has what we've become so different from then? Other than people calling for reference materials, I would suspect that your reach into the community is much more broad today than what it was back in the day, because we would only go to libraries to look up stuff for school. And now it's a place where everybody goes all the time.
Yeah, the trend is for libraries to be the community center. Hmm. So we do a lot of programming. We do a lot of outreach to the community. And we are a vital, as I keep saying, a vital institution. And I think that's changed a little bit now that people come here for leisure and not just for factual things, and they get enjoyment and they do programming. We do a lot of programming.
I am stunned at the amount of programming that comes out of libraries here in the greater Des Moines metro. Mm-hmm. We see things all the time happening at the Central Library, the Franklin Library, for crying out loud. They're always doing these movie nights, movie uh-huh. days, and special events for kids mm-hmm. and students and activities that go well beyond what it is just books.
Well, right. One thing, we have an art gallery in our library. Back in the day, that was probably not even heard of.
No, of course not.
And it's a very popular attraction. We have a lot of people come in, and we have a lot of local artists exhibit their work, and it's well done and very well attended.
Speaking of local art, mm-hmm. one of the cool things, I think, and it's community-based, I'm sure, but the art that you have outside in the public area mm-hmm. outside of the Urbandale Public Library, mm-hmm. those sculptures that are outside mm-hmm. are stunning, mm-hmm. just stunning. Mm-hmm. And that's part of this whole feeling, isn't it, about the library being more than just, again, a repository of books. This becomes a cultural and educational center for the entire community. Mm-hmm. Would that be accurate?
That is accurate. And it's an accessible hub for the community. You know, it's all of our programs are free. You can come and view art. You can attend an educational program. Your kids can attend something that's entertaining. And it's all everyone has access to everything at the library.
So what about utilization? Is utilization going up? What kind of numbers? What can you tell us? You know, because we're always interested as a business show. We're always interested in, can you prove it?
Well, we have over 300 and some thousand visitors each year.
Really?
Yeah. We circulate over probably 560,000 items a year.
But what inquiring minds want to know, what's an overdue book charge?
15 cents per day.
15 cents a day.
Item.
See, it's gone up.
Yeah.
All right. Inflation has hit the. I remember when it was a penny a day. Yeah. By the way, back in the day. So with all of those people coming to the library, all of those using the Urbandale Public Library in this case, what about the upkeep and maintenance of a facility like this? That's got to be of concern to you, Julie.
Well, the city usually handles most of the.
But still, that's a cost.
Yeah, we're a well-funded library, basically. I mean, sure, we would like more funding, but the city does give us a hefty budget, and we are able to keep up on things, the maintenance of the building.
As cities, and this is, we don't do politics on the NewsHour, but as cities continue to struggle with budgets, there are places that they look to start to turn back the faucet just a little bit. And we've seen this increasingly over the last several years as we've seen the commercial property taxes lowered and personal property taxes increased or at least stable. So cities are trying to find a way to save dollars. Have you experienced that in Urbandale?
Not really. I mean, there is the push that they want the library, which I understand, to be cognizant of the fact that there are essential services. And we're probably not considered an essential for life service, but we're essential for the quality of life. And so there's, you know, we try to be mindful of the taxpayer dollar and how we are using that, and we try to provide the best services and resources that we can for the dollars that the city gives us.
Well, when I've got to give you guys this personal story. When I moved to Des Moines, that was a number of years ago, one of the reasons I moved very close to where I ended up buying is almost next door to the library. Because I found that very nice. And then 8 years later, when my mother of advanced years moved from Michigan here to Des Moines, she occupied in the same general area so that she was in walking distance of the library and was a regular user there. So this really does become a place where people can congregate. And this is, you mentioned quality of life, Julie. That's one of the reasons that people come to various places in the metro or in Iowa. Right. They're first learning, this is where I want to go. I'll worry about the job later, but this is where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And this is a quality of life, isn't it, Julie?
Definitely.
Laura, when you do community outreach, you're talking to who out there?
Oh, gosh. Well, I go to the chamber meetings in Urbandale. I just recently joined the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much.
We are the contract library for the city of Windsor Heights. We meet with the schools because we want to make sure that the programming that we do for youth complements the work that they're doing in the classroom. Who else are we meeting with? We're meeting with, we do a lot of senior outreach. We have, our services aren't just delivered in the library. We have somebody that goes out on a regular basis and does programming in assisted livings and in nursing homes. So we're talking with those folks about how we might best partner with them. Lately, we've been talking with some of the folks that work with adults with intellectual disabilities to figure out how we can best partner with those organizations to work with their clients. So just really a variety of different groups that we work with.
And Julie, when we talk about community also has an interest in the oversight, I would suspect, of the library. Mm-hmm. You have what, a volunteer board?
Yes, we do. It's appointed by the mayor and approved by the city council.
Right.
But they all all volunteer to be on the board.
And not only that, but you have a wall of heroes when you first walk into the Urbandale Library. These are really some major names in not only the community of Urbandale, but in the Des Moines Metro, who have given significant dollars, and some who have not been able to afford significant dollars, but still have given so that that facility could be built in the first place.
Yeah, we also have a foundation, which people donate money to that, and that helps us do some things that are beyond our budget dollars that we're very thankful for.
And one of the other things that you have at the Urbandale Library and other libraries as well here in the metro, you've got community rooms that you use. Are those busy?
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. They're booked all the time. So.
And who books those rooms?
Local organizations. We charge for-profits to use our room, but nonprofits can use it for free. So a wide mix of people.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly, those rooms can be adjusted in size too, correct?
Yeah, it can be one large room or two smaller rooms. And then we also have study rooms, and we have smaller study rooms and larger study rooms.
So I wrote this number down because I thought this might be of interest. I was surprised. Last fiscal year, we had over 6,700 groups book our meeting rooms. Yeah.
That's huge.
From when we open until when we close at night.
And what are your hours over there in Urbandale?
Monday through Thursday, we're open from 9 to 9. Friday, we're open from 9 to 6. Saturday, we're open from 9 to 6. And Sunday, we're open 1 to 5.
Staff-wise, that's got to take some people.
Yeah, we have about 40 staff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 15 full-time.
Now, once upon a time, back in the old days, we had lots of volunteers that would also volunteer for libraries. Do you have that as well?
Yes,
we do. We have about 50 volunteers.
Gosh. So this really becomes not only a cultural center, a learning center, but also a sociological center for people to gather and give back to the community as well.
Right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So who knew, right?
I was just going to say that. Who knew?
And ladies and gentlemen, we're not just talking. This is the Urbandale Public Library, and we're grateful that they're here with us. But this is going on in other sectors of the greater Des Moines Metro and how important that is. Let's dive into something else that I think is interesting. So many of us get so much of our news and content on the internet. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing changes in the reading habits of people in your 30 years that you've been in the library business? Are you seeing more people check out books? Is there an age group that continues to use hard books and come in? Because, we can order almost anything off of our friends at Amazon and have it at home. But what about that? What do you think?
Well, I've not seen that much of a difference. I mean, a core of our population are not elderly people, but older people.
People my age.
Yeah. And really young children. The parents bring them in at a very early age to establish that habit of using the library and the love of the library, which we are very thankful for because they are our upcoming users. So actually, we have a really good mix of ages.
We see not everybody's as old as I knew Mr. Dewey. You know, the Dewey Decimal
System?
I knew him. So, I was there when that was created.
Sure.
So that's, that's not too very long ago. When it comes to things that the library would like to see, let's look future tense for just a moment. What do you think is on the future horizons for public libraries? Is it going to be more video utilization? Is it going to be? And you, by the way, speaking of that, you have a podcast studio or something.
We do in our DIY studio. Yes,
what?
They can go in and we have a kind of a new. Well, I don't know how new it is. A movement in the library world is what are called maker spaces. So
maker spaces.
Different libraries articulate that in different ways. Some of them do more crafting and they have sewing machines and things like that. Our DIY studio is what we call our maker space, is more technology focused. And so, yes, we do have podcast equipment. We have VHS converters.
Green screen.
Green
screen.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can come in there and do a green screen video.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yep.
Times have changed since Mr. Dewey put together the system.
And that's what we're saying. We're more of a community center. We offer a lot of different things than we have in the than libraries have traditionally.
You mentioned just a little bit ago, Laura, that you have relationships with communities outside of Urbandale.
Yes.
How does that work? Do you get payment from, say, for example, Windsor Heights?
Yes.
Okay.
We get payment from Windsor Heights and rural Polk County to provide library service to their residents because they don't have a library in Windsor Heights. So they
Correct.
Have to contract for a library to provide service to the residents. And then the state library has an open access program where people from all over the state can use different libraries in different areas of the state.
Yeah, that's one of the really cool mm-hmm. things. You know, if you have your Urbandale library card or your Forest, mm-hmm. you know, whatever mm-hmm. library card you have, you can access that catalog and get those books from participating libraries all over, right?
Yeah, and you can go to those libraries to get the materials.
Yeah, it really is. And again, I was the guy that said, hey, the internet's here, so much for the library, but that has obviously changed.
At our library, our usage is staying pretty steady, if not going up. So
super stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you.
Did we ask too many hard
Not
questions?
Not at all.
No,
not at all. We could talk for another hour.
I know you could. And we'll look forward to doing that at some point. All right, we've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. This is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. So we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today where the markets continue to go up. Will we make it 5 days in a row? It could be. Markets coming up next.